And we are back. This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live from Tour de Pizza every Wednesday from 2 to 4 p.m. We talk about anything and everything sports related.
Mix in some MMA.
Mostly. That's what we're primarily heavy in, heavy handed in the MMA world.
All right, let's go back in time. Let's go back to the city of brotherly love last Saturday night.
Your hometown.
At Wells Fargo Arena.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple heavy handed hitters in that fight, right? I mean, the Gaethje fight. Obviously, the Barbosa. Did you expect that to go down the way it did?
I don't know. Do you want me to say yes?
Did Barbosa's arm go stiff? I mean, was he like stiff out when by the time he hit the mat?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
it's what you expected from Gaethje.
Yeah, that's what you're going to get from a Gaethje fight, for sure.
Justin also said that he was going to exchange leg kicks, which he did.
Sure.
I don't remember who it was. I saw it on YouTube or the internet or something that said the only person that can fight Justin Gaethje or that can beat Justin Gaethje is a lunatic.
Just to stand in there and brawl with him, just and rock him, sock him. That's a style, though. But that doesn't really tend to lead to a long career, does it? I mean, does that style of fighting last, you know? I mean, can he really have a 10, 12-year career in the sport
fighting like that? I don't think so. But that was Clay Guida.
Yeah.
That was the Clay Guida style.
Sure.
And then, you know, you have to evolve and change because you can't do that. And the thing that, and again, we've talked about this, you know, the sport is so young, we don't know the damage that these guys are going to have. We don't, and we're starting to see, or at least we think we're starting to see, you know, guys like Chuck and whatever.
Sure.
Let's wait and see, you know, Clay Guida in 20 years. I hope I'm around to see it.
Sure.
You know, Justin Gaethje in 30 years and 40 years. You have to sometimes fight smarter.
Well.
But that's Justin Gaethje. That's his style. I don't think he could change.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the style. That's what I mean. And you go with your way you feel confident in. Like, if that's your strongest suit, you take it there. I mean, if you're a jiu-jitsu black belt and you feel the most comfortable on the ground, that's what you try to take it to. So, I think it's a tough way to make a career.
Well, the thing is, you think that.
Sure.
You know, again, I don't know. You don't know. We don't know in an octagon, in a fight situation, in training. You know,
Maybe it's less damage. Maybe
I've kind of, you know, wanted to ask some of these guys sometimes, do you feel it? Does it hurt?
Sure.
Does it, you know, and again, they may be so accustomed to it, and, you know, it doesn't hurt.
Sure.
You know, I don't know.
Maybe some of those vicious body kicks and knees are a lot more damaging and take longer to recover from, you know, leg kicks, you know, where you can't walk after a fight, you know. So maybe they would rather just bang, 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 bang.
Justin Gaethje definitely looks good doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, there is no doubt. And now, of course, everybody's calling Gaethje out.
Sure.
You know, and Gaethje said how he wants to fight up. I hate these rankings. I seriously hate the rankings.
There's no rhyme or reason to them,
there
is
none. No,
it's really popularity and it's like a popularity contest.
That's all it is. I don't know who does them. You know, I don't know how many people do them. I don't know, is it UFC employees? Is it, you know, UFC media? You know, I don't know. I don't know who does it.
So if there was a king and queen, like, popularity contest of the UFC, who would be your king and who would be your queen?
Clarify it. Best fighter?
Well, it's like high school, right? Like, it's all popularity. It's like you pick the varsity football quarterback and you pick the cheerleader. You know, who would be your UFC king and who would be your queen?
Again, mine, or who do I think the public would vote in?
Let's go with yours. We want to know what you think.
Obviously, Conor McGregor would be the king, not because of me. That's everybody would, you know, his proper 12 is everywhere now, and let's see how much longer it's going to stay there. But
so the dance would be a lot of fun, and all the spike punch and.
Yeah, because they're not here to, what is it? We're not here to do something. We're here to take over.
Okay.
I don't know. Popularity, and again, this isn't me. This is, you know, maybe Paige. Mm-hmm. But that might have been a year ago because she's been, you know, gone for a while.
Sure.
The unfortunate thing is I think it should be Amanda, and it probably wouldn't be.
Right.
You know, I don't know if – and again, I still say that the MMA is not where a lot of people think it is.
Right.
You know, Weggs used to argue with me all the time that it's made mainstream. It still hasn't. It's still an afterthought. So Joe Public – doesn't even know who Amanda Nunes is.
Sure. Of course not.
You know, they know the names. They know Connor and John and such, but they don't know Amanda.
Now, as you look at the UFC schedule, and I mean, they change it. Now it's on ESPN2, and then in a couple weeks in Fort Lauderdale it's gonna be ESPN3. Like, does it hurt the sport to keep it inconsistent where people can't go to like one station or one network and always find it consistently? Is it jumping around too much? Do you think people are following it?
I don't think as much as I don't know, because I don't know what ESPN Plus or ESPN 3 is.
Right.
I don't know. I've never been to either one of those in my life and probably never will. It's still all in the ESPN family. So it's no different than Fox, Fox Sports, Fox Sports Florida, you know, Fox Sports 2. It's still the same thing.
Sure.
It's not going to always be on ESPN, you know, and I get it. I think being on ESPN is going to help.
Right. Of course.
I think people that are MMA fans or are looking to watch the fight, they will find it because it's ESPN.
Right. For sure.
You know? So I don't know how much of an issue that's going to be.
Well, I mean, look, going back to the Philly fight, obviously, you know, fight of the night went to Gaethje and Barbosa.
Which it shouldn't have.
The performance of the night should have gone to Branch.
Shouldn't have gone to Branch because he lost.
Wow, well, all right.
I don't think that should have been fight of the night because, A, it was so short, and it shouldn't have been. To me, a fight of the night should be a 2 or a 3, and if this is a main event, a four-round good back-and-back fight. If it's not back-and-back, then you just give the performance to Gaethje. Even right. He said that when he was at the press conference and they said, you won fight of the night. He goes, fight of the night? What?
Well.
And it doesn't make sense. He should have got performance.
Sure. And what about that Josh Emmett like knockout? Did you see that live? Like,
I saw it all live. I was sitting right there.
I mean, he's got some heavy hands, man. And Michael Johnson, no slouch, man. I mean, that guy fought everybody. Like Artem, he's fought.
Michael Johnson won the first two rounds. He won round one and he was leading round two. So, again, that is the beauty of this sport. It's what I've always said I like about this sport, is that you can literally get the snot kicked out of you.
Sure.
And you throw one punch, one haymaker. We've seen it.
One elbow with 1 second less in Denver.
You step in front of the beast from Texas, you know, with 3 seconds left, you get knocked out.
Yeah.
Stuff happens.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, it was a great fight. And then Michelle Waterson, she ended up winning. I don't even know how to say Carolina's last name.
Exactly. Well, of course you don't.
But she'll probably fight in Russia. I mean, all those. I don't want to pronounce any of those fight cards in the Russia fights coming
up. Or in Poland.
Or same place. No, it's over the there.
Okay. If you would have just said over there, that would have been fine.
Isn't that the Russian center or something? It's like a weird name. I Googled it, and it's all in Russian.
They're going to St. Petersburg.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we're already here. We'll just wait. We'll wait for them to get back.
I want to go sometime.
To Russia?
To Russia. Every really? Jew should go to Russia and see if they can get out.
That sounds dangerous.
I told you what happened when I went to Germany.
Sounds worse than the rocky streets.
I don't know. Those streets were tough. It was...
I mean, people in Russia wrestle bears and stuff.
No, people don't. One person has.
I mean, I think all of them do.
One person that, you know. Before I get into opening day, anything else about the Philadelphia card? Any other name?
No, I think...
Did you watch the whole thing?
No, I didn't watch all of it.
Of course not.
No.
Why wouldn't you?
I'm at the restaurant, and I'm Uber driving now.
You stick it on your stream TV, and you watch it.
Well, I wasn't here. I was driving home, commuting. I was Ubering people home. But I'll be watching the Atlanta fights ringside.
No, you won't be.
Cage side.
No, you won't be.
Octagon side.
No, you won't be.
From the rafters?
You're in the press box up in the top.
No. Oh. I want to sit next to you at the table.
You're not sitting next to me.
Behind you.
You're not driving with me. You will be in the press box at the top. I've already seen your credential.
am I in the building?
Yeah, you're at the top.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm in the building, I'm there.
Would you please run down the card?
Yes, sir.
You're making this very difficult. People are tuning off.
No, they're not tuning off. I'm still on the Philadelphia card. I can't back out of this.
That's what I want you to read, the Philadelphia card.
Oh, that's a passive.
You talked about two fights.
Oh, Barbosa, Gaethje won.
Yes, he did.
Knockout. David Branch lost. Hermanson with a win of a submission. Josh Emmett knocked out Michael Johnson with a knockout. Waterson beat Carol Licky.
Sure.
I don't know where the Z goes. Performance of the night went to Paul Craig.
was impressive.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
I thought the whole card was good. I truly did. And I was talking to some of the media people, or the PR people, in that it drives me crazy when, whether it's novice MMA fans or fans that have been around a long time, this card stinks. This card, this... First of all, you don't know.
Sure.
And all you're going by are names. And if you don't know a name, then you say it's an awful card. Just because you don't know who the person is doesn't mean it's an awful card.
Sure.
I would rather you wait until the card happens and then say it was a good card or it was
an awful
card.
Well, Stephen Bonner, Forrest Griffin would not have the name they have now if it hadn't been for that one fight that they had. That was a Hall of Fame fight for both of those guys. I mean, those guys' names were made off of that fight, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, they'd just be another name of names of fighters that are, you know, on undercards.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
You think they would have made it all the way to the top?
Forrest did make it all the way to the top.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think him winning the Ultimate Fighter enabled him or made him a better fighter or made him, you know, fight all the way to win the title. I don't think it was a more direct, you know.
With Stephen.
It's not like
the same reputation. I mean reputation, not the same name, not legal name, obviously.
You know, we don't know, because what's to say that a fight that he would have had in the UFC or any other organization wouldn't have been just like that? I don't think it changed the type of fighter that he is. What made that fight so successful was the fact that they both fought the way they did. So if you were to take Forrest Griffin and put him in a fight against, I know it's a different weight class, against Gaethje. Clay Guida, right. Against Gaethje, yeah. Against, I think you're going to get the same type of fight, the same type of outcome.
That would be a cool tag team match, though.
Well, you know, Baroni is doing tag teams.
Really? Like Forrest and
see, I think it would be
Forrest cool. And Bonner versus Guida and Gaethje.
Okay, well, again, different weight classes, but in the old school day, maybe.
Yeah.
I want to know why they don't have a tag team MMA fight. If they have the team fight thing, you know, which we have seen on the internet and, you know, sure. In Russia, whatever, why not a tag team MMA fight?
I think it'd be awesome. I would definitely watch. I would definitely tune
in. I think it'd be cool.
It'd be awesome.
I don't know how it would play out.
You could have like a one male, one female, like, you know, tag events.
So it's a mixed tag.
Yeah, mixed tag.
Well, they just had that last night on WWE.
Did they?
Yeah. Which is, it's that is all. Because when the male or female tag out, then the other person has to automatically tag out. Because only male can fight male and women can fight women. But I don't know. I think it might be intriguing.
For tag matches?
To have an MMA tag.
Why not? If it sells and it puts fans in the seats, and I think it's a good business decision.
Well, I definitely think it would sell. Phillies down 6-4. Your only undefeated team. I think your Rays just won again.
Did they really? They beat the Rockies.
Today's Wednesday. What are they playing on a day game on Wednesday?
But yeah, it was weird.
Well, it's called a travel day.
Oh, okay.
You know, a getaway day. And so they play early so that they can get on the plane and they can get to their next destination.
Oh, okay. So they play and they beat the Rockies here at home.
Good for them. Are we done? Are you still reading the
card? No, I'm done with that card. I'm moving on. Moving on to the next fight. Do you want to know about the next fights?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So.
Joe Sabatini coming up after the next break to talk more festivals of speed. We do have some tickets to give away, and we will do such.
So going back to the State Farm Arena in Atlanta, Georgia, April 13th.
Two fake title fights.
Got Max Holloway versus.
Can I get something off my chest real quick? And I responded. I saw on Twitter.
Okay.
And it's ironic that what I saw about Bryce Harper on the home opener. And when he was 0-2, and I made a comment to the guy sitting to my right, when do the boos go? It's Philadelphia.
Right.
And he said, we're really not that bad anymore. We've kind of this, that, the other.
Okay.
And then I see all of this stuff. I think Joe's on the line now. Oh. I misread it. Joe, I'm sorry about that. Joe Sabatini, how are you, sir?
Oh, doing good. How are you?
Hello? Can't hear you. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you guys hear me? Okay?
Sorry about that. I misread it. We just had another Joe on. I thought it was from the last interview, and you were coming on next segment. My fault.
Sure.
Let's talk about the return. Festivals of Speed coming back to St. Pete, downtown, down at Vinoy Park.
Yeah, this Sunday. It's going to be a real, real large scale event this year. The we've had a really strong response. We just got our second Ford GT, and you know those cars are north of $1 million each. We're going to put them dead center. We're going to call it dueling Ford GTs. Got about 325 cars registered.
You know, for those people that have heard us talk about it, but they've never been out to it, what can they expect? They come out, they purchase their ticket online, they come out, now what?
So what happens is this Sunday in Vinoy Park, of course, Vinoy Park Peninsula right on the water, literally dolphins swimming by, display of 325, maybe even 350. We've got a mix of exotic cars, classic cars, American muscle cars, and we're starting to get a lot of really cool motorcycles into the mix now. So on site, what you have is we have multiple craft cocktail bars set up, cigar lounges, VIP sections, you know, really nice contemporary furniture for all those areas. As you come out and you're able to relax, enjoy some great food, you know, enjoy a glass of wine or a cocktail, and just be amongst 325 of the world's most interesting cars, exotics, classics, like I said. It's a lot of fun. 10 to 4 on Sunday, April 7th.
Now, the cars, are they regular, you know, everyday people own these cars? They drive them down the street and then they're bringing them out there? Are they show cars? Is it a little of each?
Yeah, it's a mix. Basically, what I have, on average, it's about 60% privately owned vehicles. And, you know, some of these guys drive these cars fairly often. Some of these guys drive them rarely. You know, they get north of $1 million, so, you know, it's not something you typically commute to right. to the office with. But the other 40% are all the dealers, you know, Ferrari, Lamborghini, Rolls-Royce, Bentley, McLaren. They're freaking out all, like, you know, the latest and the greatest that they want to show off to the public and to these car collectors that are there. Because, actually, I overlooked something. Oh, yeah, we do a beautiful, fabulous awards presentation. You know, beautiful crystal awards, silver cups. It's a lot of fun. It's about 60-40.
I know it's definitely a fun time. We've been involved with you for quite a few years now. Where can people get more information, and where can they go and purchase some tickets?
Real easy. The website is festivals, plural with an S, festivalsofspeed.com. You can get VIP tickets, general admission tickets, and if you want a 50% off discount code, I can give you that right now on the air, and that'll cut the ticket price of general admission in half.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, the code's real simple. They go online, they click buy tickets, select the general admission. St. Petersburg is, you know, we're in multiple cities now. And there's a field there. It says enter discount code. And the code is 50OFF, the number 50OFF, no spaces, just 50OFF. And that'll cut the price in half. And the ticket, they purchase it. The ticket gets emailed to them immediately. And they just print it out, bring with them to the show. And the advantage of buying off the website, in addition to saving 50%, is you don't have to wait on any lines either.
Right.
So it works out pretty good.
Absolutely. Well, I'm looking forward to it. We'll all be out there on Sunday. Joe, thank you very much for your time, and I'll see you on Sunday.
Sounds great, guys. We'll see you soon. Appreciate it.
Okay, that's Joe. Joe Sabatini from Festivals of Speed. That is this Sunday from 10 to 4. We're going to get out there bright and early, and it'll be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to checking out the food, though, too.
Food and fast cars?
Million-dollar cars.
Great.
Not even my brother can bring his car out there, because that's not $1 million.
But it's fast. It's a Festival of Speed, not Festival of Money. Or
it's
expensive
festivals
cars
with an S. Festivals,
festivals.
Of speed. So if you'd like to go out, purchase tickets online, I strongly recommend you use that promo code 50OFF, or shoot us an email. Go to the website, knockoutradio.com, contact link, send me an email, tell me why you deserve a pair of tickets, and I'll give you a pair of tickets. Say it's that easy.
And then one lucky person will get a VIP ticket pack.
We will update them.
Woo!
Or upgrade them. The upgraded ticket gets free parking right there on the lot. So, you know, your moped.
Hyundai, you're going to park a Hyundai next to million-dollar cars?
When back in the day when Shelton Quarles had a vehicle.
Okay.
I believe the vehicle started with B.
A Bentley.
And I used to park. They would let me park in the player's lot.
Okay.
And my car was not good.
Was that the van with the knockout radio wrap?
I don't remember. I think it was before. I think it was the Exploder.
Okay.
And, Exploder. And so I would park the black Exploder next to his Bentley. And finally, they asked me to not park next to Bentley.
You could be like, I'm just here in case another car, like, sideswipes it. They hit me, not him.
They hit me and not him. That was my thinking all along. Three quarters down, one quarter to go. This is when you put those four fingers up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's what they do in football. But we're going to talk some more MMA, and we are reaching out to Desmond Green. We're going to try to get him on that Rochester card.
Oh,
and if he's on the card, we may go up there and broadcast. You never know. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff. Come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. Beat up cars with guitars and drummers go crack.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? This is Justin the Highlight Gaethje, and you're about to get KO'd by Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Hey, it's Bud Bunny, the host of Kegs and Eggs, Tampa's only adult egg hunt. Free beer, free music, free games and contests, food trucks and more. Search for eggs with over $75,000 in cash and prizes. Party starts at 11. Egg hunt starts at 1. No jelly beans, just jello shots from this bunny. Information and tickets at kegsandeggstampa.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The world's most exotic cars are gathering for Festivals of Speed, presented by Burt Smith Porsche, Sunday, April 7th in St. Petersburg's Vinoy Park. Festivals of Speed is a gathering of 300-plus exotic, classic American muscle cars and motorcycles. Names like Ferrari, Lamborghini, Porsche will all be on display. Be a VIP with tickets to the VIP section. Enjoy open bar, great food, exclusive settings, and more. For information, visit festivalsofspeed.com. That's festivals with an S of speed.com or call 352-406-9325. That's 352-406-9325.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties.
Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hi, this is Baseball Hall of Famer Wade Boggs. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
We're back. Knockout Radio. Baseball season is among us, so nice to hear Wade Boggs tuning in.
Opening day was cool. I'm pretty confident in the statement I'm going to say to you.
Okay.
I spent more money going to opening day in Philadelphia on that ticket than I will ever spend in the rest of my life going to a race game.
Well, somebody's gonna pay $330 million for Bryce Harper's contract.
I'm just making a comment.
Got to pay for it. Somebody's going to pay. How much did the tickets drop from when they announced the contract to like actual opening day tickets? Was there a big variance if you bought them in advance versus at the gate?
Well, obviously, the price of the ticket, the people wanted the ticket because it was Bryce Harper. Philly is now going to probably sell out again. We had talked about going to opening day, and I didn't buy the ticket, and I should have. And then once Harper signed, I spent stupid money. Stupid money.
Somebody's going to pay us $44,000 at bat.
Stupid. And then I checked, and my brother's like, why do you keep checking? Because it's who I am. It's what I do.
Sure.
It dropped, you know, after I bought them.
Of course. That's Murphy's Law.
But it was cool. They were decent seats. We sat around some really cool people. You know, two ladies sat behind us, two young guys in front of us. You know, I think it was a husband, wife, and two daughters in front of us. It was cool. You know, we enjoyed it. And then we walked across the street, went to the Sixer game. Kiss was pretty good.
Kiss concert.
It was pretty good.
I mean, that's got to be an epic weekend. There's just so much going on this time of year, not only here locally in Tampa, St. Pete, but just around the country, baseball season kicking off and hockey playoffs among us.
And baseball is baseball opening day, and then you have hockey and you have basketball getting ready to get to the playoffs.
So
you have
the Magic going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing I liked about Philadelphia, and I'm sure there's others, I just don't know, where all four arenas, now we're all four sports, it's three arenas, are literally across the street from each other.
Wow.
So they share parking. I mean, it makes sense. It's awesome.
Sure.
Philly's game was going on when the UFC was going on. I remember I went to a World Series. I went to a football. I went to this. I went to that.
Did all major sports in one day or one weekend?
It was cool.
It's incredible.
It was good stuff. So.
And I can't let you get off the show without talking at least about the Final Four. March Madness. I mean, the biggest tourney.
Seth Greenberg was right. He said that he would take the field and not Duke. And then at the end of the interview, he took Duke. So that's how you cover your arse.
Okay.
You know, you take the field, and then at the end of the interview, you take the team that you're not taking in the field.
No, there you go.
I'm glad Duke's not in it.
Here's a trivia question for you. What WWE star did your boy, the Nicky Pizza Man, knock out of this year's tournament?
What? That doesn't even make sense.
So I joined the WWE NCAA bracket. Good. So I was competing against all the WWE stars, and I beat your boy Titus.
All right, first of all, you didn't knock him out.
I knocked him out.
You didn't knock him out.
Knocked him out by 160 points.
Oh, my God, you're an idiot. You might have beat him.
I'm the champ.
First of all, you're not the champ.
I'm the champ. I got him. Who else did I take out?
You didn't win the tournament, and you didn't take him out. You just... You have got more points.
Yeah, beat him.
This isn't poker. You didn't knock Titus out.
And if it was a tag mixed competition, I knocked out Sasha Banks and Titus O'Neil. I'm the champ, baby. I'm the tag team champ.
I would go more, you're the chump. And only because I can't use other words because it's FCC, I would.
But shout out to Alex Weghorn.
Why?
Well, because Auburn made it to the Final Four.
Yeah, he had a lot to do with it.
Bruce Pearl, my boy from USI, taking the Screaming Eagles to the 1995 Division II championship. Bruce Pearl. Never count out Bruce Pearl.
I don't remember. Where was he on the...
The Sweat 16.
He was in it.
He was in it.
Now, was that who Seth picked to win it?
I picked him. That's my boy, Bruce Pearl.
But I don't listen to you. I barely, listen to TV.
What Bruce Pearl did for our community in Evansville, Indiana is bigger than Donnie Baseball.
What did he do?
He made USI a champion, and it was a commuter college.
Hold on a second. He didn't take Hickory.
It might have well been.
If he would have taken
Hickory. He won that thing with Big Vic, Wayne.
What was the free throw shooter's
name? Johnny Martin.
What was his name from Hickory?
Oh.
Who didn't want to play, and then when they were going to fire old Gene Hackman.
Yeah, I got to watch that movie again. I don't remember.
Good movie.
It's a great movie.
Good movie when they go to the finals and he gets a ladder and he measures to the top of the rim and they're like, "What is he doing?" He goes, "I'm just proving that it's the same." I didn't know they grew them so small on the farm.
Man.
Just put the ball in the basket. It was a good movie.
Bigger legend, Hickory or Larry Bird?
Obviously, Larry Bird.
Yeah, by far.
It's two different things.
That's the same sport.
Yeah. Sure, it's the same sport. All right, bigger legend, Larry Bird or Wilt Chamberlain?
Wilt.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right, Oscar Schmidt or Larry Bird?
Worldwide or in the United States?
Let's call Olympics. Let's go Olympics.
Oh, there's no doubt. Oscar Schmidt's a bigger Olympic legend than any American. Any.
I agree. Congratulations. We agree on something. Finally, it took, an hour and 40 minutes to get to the same page.
Now, again, you're talking Olympics. You're not talking about Americans.
Correct.
Because most Americans wouldn't have any idea who the Hall of Famer Oscar Schmidt is. Did you know he's in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
I'm shocked you knew that.
He's your boy.
Doesn't matter whether he's my boy or not. I'm just saying, did you know he was in the
Hall
of
kids,
Fame?
His kid and your kid went to school together.
Kids, yeah.
I think they live next door to Shaq.
I believe they lived on the same street as Tiger Woods.
Who lived next door to Shaq? Do they all live over there?
Well, it was all in Orlando. I don't know if it was all on the same street, but Shaq's house was. I don't know if he still lives in that house.
It's for sale right now.
It's stupid. It's his too?
Yeah, Shaq's for sale.
What's it for sale for?
$22 million, I think.
I think we should buy it. We could broadcast from the basketball court. We could have an MMA event in the basketball court.
It's true. We could have an MMA event in his bed. It's like a 20-foot round circular bed. We could start a new sport.
Please, stop.
I'm just saying.
You're going to...
That's what he was known for. He had the world's largest bed made. It's like the world's largest custom bed.
It's unbelievable.
What is a hotline?
Skype calls in the middle of the show.
Well, that's what you do when you open up the hotline to the fans. You can't trust the fans. They're animals.
Wow.
That's why we need a cage around our booth.
I asked you to do that.
I know. I got to get a cage in here.
It really would be cool.
With a gate, we could step in.
You should. Now, if you did that and we kept it locked, I could just leave the equipment here.
Well,
and it would kind of be cool.
But then somebody will climb over like a beam.
No, you make it to the top.
No, you got to leave a part so Gaethje can do his backflip, and so Khabib can jump over and be the new Air Nike.
Right. Here's what I suggest to you, knucklehead. Take it to the top, okay. And if Justin Gaethje or Khabib ever come in here, we'll cut the top off.
We could put a bear in here and have an exhibition.
Then it would be like, the Bubba Gun.
It would. It really would.
Why are you laughing? I know.
No, it would be awesome.
I said it. It would be exactly like the Bubba Gun.
I need a gate. A cage sponsor? Who makes the cages? Is there a certain company? We reach out to them.
Really, I don't think you need a cage company. You would just need a fence company.
You just need a gate.
Well, you would need a gate. You would need fencing to go along.
Then we can make an electric fence.
And Grossman said that he would come here if you put the cage up in time.
There's a new sport. He's coming for the Rugged Maniac. He likes extreme things. He's going to be set on fire, electrocuted, swim through alligator-infested mud. So we should make an electric cage, an electric fence cage, make it a new sport.
I will do that.
That keeps the dirty boxing, the grappling. It keeps Randy Couture could never fight again because he would not have a cage to fight with.
Here's what I'm going to agree to. When you put that up, and you plug it in, so there's electricity that goes through the cage. Every time you say something that's so incredibly stupid, which is literally every time you open your mouth, you have to put the back of your hand on the cage.
But Randy Couture couldn't fight in that arena.
Matter of fact, every time you say something stupid, by my opinion, you have to put a different portion of your body on the cage to get electrocuted.
Like Twister.
Yeah. And it can never be the same same spot.
Left hand on cage. but think about it. I mean, like, the cage is such a huge tool for a lot of fighters. They use it to their advantage. I mean, look at Anthony Pettis. Bounced off of it, threw a Superman punch, and knocked out Wonder Boy Stevens.
Or Stevenson. Joe Stevenson.
Yeah, but I mean, it all came from, you know, he ran off the cage and kicked Cedric Benson into retirement.
I can't believe that you thought Joe Stevenson was still fighting.
I don't know. There's too many Steve Stevensons. There's Jeremy Stevens. There's Stevensons. There's...
What fight do you want to see? What fight would interest you enough that you would sit, you would keep your mouth shut, and you would watch the fight?
I want to see Conor McGregor, Marky Mark.
Shut up.
That's what they reported. It's reported. No, I
literally hate you more and more every day.
You don't. I want to see Tony.
If you want to see that fight.
I want to see Tony Ferguson, Max Holloway.
Okay.
I think they're stylistically the same. I think they've both got cardio for days. I think they're both skilled and talented. I think they're explosive and dynamic, and I think it would be one crazy fight at any weight class. It doesn't matter what weight they fight at.
What's another fight you want to see?
I want to see Jones Cormier.
Well, that'll never happen.
No, I just want to see it. I don't want to see Brock Lesnar.
You want to see it at heavy, though, not light heavy.
Yeah, I want to see it at heavy, but I don't want to watch Brock Lesnar come back. I don't want that to be Cormier's last fight. I just don't want to see it.
You know what the rumor is? That Cormier will be at WrestleMania on Sunday.
Oh, really?
It's a rumor.
Calling him out?
Not calling him out, but will be involved.
Oh.
And will cost Brock Lesnar the belt.
So then he's available and free. So.
It's just a rumor. Who knows if it really happens? You know how rumors are.
Yeah.
Makes it more interesting to tune in and will it happen? And, you know, then, you know, the minds and the circles start floating around. And
my third fight, I want to see Ryan Bader versus John Jones.
Well, I don't think we'll see that ever again.
Well, yeah, but I think this time Bader wins.
It'll never happen.
I think he's learned more. I think he's a better fighter. I think he's in better condition. I think he's in his prime, as is Jones, no question. He's definitely in his prime, but I think Bader wins that fight.
You know what is in our prime? This break. Coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, as we do each and every Wednesday afternoon from 2 to 4. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Stepson.
Tan Talk Radio Network.
How you doing? This is Gilbert El Nino Melendez, Strike Force Lightweight Champ, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Hey, it's Bud Bunny, the host of Kegs and Eggs, Tampa's only adult egg hunt. Free beer, free music, free games and contests, food trucks and more. Search for eggs with over $75,000 in cash and prizes. Party starts at 11. Egg hunt starts at 1. No jelly beans, just jello shots from this bunny. Information and tickets at kegsandeggstampa.com.
The world's most exotic cars are gathering for Festivals of Speed, presented by Burt Smith Porsche, Sunday, April 7th in St. Petersburg's Fenway Park. Festivals of Speed is a gathering of 300-plus exotic, classic American muscle cars and motorcycles. Names like Ferrari, Lamborghini, Porsche will all be on display. Be a VIP with tickets to the VIP section. Enjoy open bar, great food, exclusive settings, and more. For information, visit festivalsofspeed.com. That's festivals with an S of speed.com or call 352-406-9325. That's 352-406-9325. Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is Mike Allstott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, I am so over Conor McGregor.
Oh, now why?
I truly am. So I jumped on our partner MMA Weekly's website, and I guess Conor's going after Khabib again, going after his family. So you're
a fan.
You're not relevant about MMA. It doesn't matter. If you're retired, go away. Two, he kicked your rear. So you're talking crap when it makes no sense because you retired. I understand he'll come back. We all know that.
Of course.
But when you heard, or should we take you that you're just trying to build up another fight that I do not want to see?
Yeah, I don't want to see that fight again.
I think it's almost to the point, honestly, I don't know if I want to see Conor McGregor again.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
A, he's overworn his welcome, you know, and, which is true.
Sure.
You know, the lateness, the this, the that, you know, then you haven't won. You know, I just have zero interest in seeing him. I truly do.
Again, we agree at the 345 mark. Somebody document that.
No, it'll be the last show, we agree.
No, it's not.
Well, it might be your last show.
No, how come you guys are all planning on going to Chicago and didn't even invite me?
I don't invite you to anything.
How
you
can
just
you
show up?
That's true, but how can you go to Chicago, the second greatest pizza city in America, and not invite the Naked Pizza Man?
What's the first?
New York.
New York's not.
It's the biggest.
That's not what you said. How many times have we had corporate meetings, and I've explained to you that you have to be careful when you say things.
Sure.
When you say things, they need to be true.
Okay.
New York is not the number one pizza because their pizza is awful.
No, the Brooklyn Giuliana's is still the greatest pizza on the planet.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I mean, I thought it was good. I mean, I did. You know, I think I told you when we did the pizza tour, you go and you get two slices, but
you ordered the whole pie.
We ordered a whole pie.
Right, because it's so good. You're like, oh, man.
No, we ordered the whole pie before we got there. As soon as they told us you only get two slices, I said, that's not going to work.
It's true.
So Scott Peterson and I ordered a large pie.
You did.
I'm not going to Brooklyn on a pizza tour, and I'm only going to eat two slices. I know we're going to another place as well.
Right.
So we ordered a whole pie. And then we ate more when we went to the other place, which was awful.
It's a veteran move.
The other place was, I would never eat that pizza again.
Yeah, that's an acquired taste. That's a weird pie. It's a pan, thick crust.
Awful.
Burnt on the edges.
Yeah, I did not like it at all. So I'm leaning towards, to be honest, that Chicago is a better pizza place than New York.
All right, well, I'll start looking at
tickets. And I like New. Why? Who invited you?
What do you mean? You said I just show up. I don't have to be invited.
No, that's true.
If you need a ride, I'll drive you.
I think Grossman said the tickets go on sale, and he has the code for you. So if you want to get a ticket, you can sit close to him.
No, I'm in the media section.
You're right? Really not. You're
no, but I'm in the rafters media part.
No, you're not even that.
I'm about behind the media rafter guys.
No, that's not the case. You're an Uber driver.
Oh yeah, I'm in the Uber parking waiting line.
Right. So I think can you use a car rental as an Uber?
I think you can do anything.
Because then you should sign up for Uber, which you already have. So then when you go to these places, you should drive for the week.
But don't you think the Uber decision is a genius one? Do you know the principle behind it?
No, I get it. I understand.
Like for the listeners, like, you know, I drive 45 miles one way to work. So why not get paid to commute to my restaurant? So I take people to the airport, drop them off, get paid $30 to go to work to my own restaurant.
No, I mean, it makes sense. You have enough part-time jobs.
Then I'm meeting people and I'm talking about stuff and I'm like, hey, I'm the anchor of the Knockout Radio. And
you are the anchor. You hold this show down. Think of the places we could be. I could be.
Yeah.
If you were not involved.
Where would you be without me? Where would you go?
Happy.
That's not true. I feed you. I drive you around. It's a great relationship for you.
Well, and let's be real honest. The reason I keep you around is you feed me and you drive me around.
I buy you Diet Coke. I mean,
you've been dropping the ball the last couple of weeks.
But I made it happen. See, I got people.
That's not true. I made it happen.
That's true. Or you complained about it.
Right. Because you didn't have it done.
Well, that's why I don't have a comment box.
Yeah, because I would fill that thing up.
Full of Knockout Radio complaints.
I remember one time, boys and girls, I came in and Matt was so proud of himself because he had a full stock of sodas for me. And he would like, oh. Then the next couple of weeks, the soda's sitting on the broadcast table. You know, it's like you're sucking up to move up to the co instead of the cocoa. And now that for like the last month, the thing's empty.
I thought you were going to go completely different with that story. I thought you were going to talk about how I was proud and I filled it up and then the machine freezes everything in there. So it's like a block of ice.
No, it is a block of ice. I'm looking at the waters. You know, there's a reason that the Coke is so cold. It's because of the block of ice that all the waters are. I get it. But you have been dropping the ball lately.
It's true. I'll make it up to you tomorrow at the Innisbrook Golf Chip. You have to get me on the court with Johnny Mac.
All right. That's not going to happen.
They have VIP spots still available. Joe Manley talked about it.
Right. I have a VIP pass.
I'm bringing my racket.
You bring whatever you want.
You got to make it happen.
I'm not.
You're the king at making stuff happen.
I don't like you enough to embarrass me that much.
You do. What if I ace John McEnroe? What do I win? What would you give me if I ace John McEnroe tomorrow?
What can I do to you when he beats you over the head with the racket?
That's even better. It's even better. Then I get to add a broken racket that was on my own head to my wall.
Shut up. Please. Please.
But I love it. Tomorrow's a childhood dream come true.
You're not going now.
I have to go.
No, I'm canceling it.
I'm going to call him. The Tour de Pizza would like to be a VIP sponsor of the Play with Johnny Mac.
That you ought to do. You should go online. You should go to whatever the website is.
There's still
was.
Spots available.
Yeah, so I purchase a spot.
All right.
And maybe do some MMA research while you're driving.
It's asking a lot. I mean, Uber says strictly I can't use my phone and drive. You know, it keeps track of the speed. I mean, it's like flashes red if you're like speed. I mean, they're serious, man.
That's good.
Uber doesn't play games.
I'm very happy about that. I'm happy that you finally found a career that you might be good at.
I'm a great Uber driver.
I will find out. You've driven two people. What makes you great?
I drove you. I drive you all the time.
Yeah, and you're an awful driver.
And I'm going to drive you to Fort Lauderdale for the UFC fight.
Let's be honest. You're an awful driver. We've driven to Orlando, and I would have rather walked. It was bad.
There was traffic. Yeah.
I saw you drive a go-kart.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, my great-grandmother right now could drive better than you.
Yeah, don't tell Uber about my go-kart experience.
And my great-grandmother has been...
Because they'll take my eligibility away.
My great-grandmother has been gone for many years, and she still drives better than you.
Yeah.
You literally drive like an old person.
That's why I'm safe.
You're not... No, you're dangerous. Now that you're supposed to be like Maverick. That's right, Goose. Or Matt, or whatever, the Iceman. That's right, Iceman. I'm dangerous.
There's only one Iceman.
Speed limit, we're going to say, is 60 on the interstate. We're all traveling 80 and 85, except for you doing 40.
Because Uber's watching me,
but
bro.
People are flying by you, and I literally thought we were going to get rear-ended and die because you drive like a dead person. It's embarrassing.
Well, and just for the record, the only Iceman is Chuck Liddell.
Chuck wasn't in Top Gun.
It doesn't matter. There's only one. You can only have one nickname per person on the planet. Like, they can't have multiple names for the same people.
So are you going to tell everybody else that has, you know, Pitbull? And what are some of the other nicknames that everybody...
Snoop Dogg?
Smitty? No, he's Snoop Lion.
A Snoop Lion.
Yeah. He changed it because somebody else came out with a Snoop Dogg. So he's like, all right, then I'm going to be a lion. Pass that big thing over here.
I don't think he talks like that. Well, what about...
Have you ever met him? Do you know?
I don't. I've never met Snoop.
Okay, I have. So how have do you... Yeah.
You met Snoop?
The picture's on the website.
You have a website? Let me just see Nipsey Hussle. Nipsey Hussle got killed in Ellis.
Murdered.
Murdered. He murdered in murdered. Front of his shop. Marathon clothing.
And the expert involved in this radio show said that the person who murdered him will be murdered in prison.
No, I'm sure.
Because this guy was good for...
The community?
For the community as well as good for the gangs.
Sure.
You know, he was cool with everybody. So, yeah, they're definitely going to take this guy in.
Yeah, so Denver is mourning the loss.
I think we should change a law, by the way.
Okay.
I think we, as a community, should go get this John Chuck, the only person with three first names, and push him off the Skyway. I would like to do that. Would you do something like that? I would.
To push him off?
Yeah, of course. I would push him off.
Because he threw his daughter off of the Skyway Bridge.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, I think the problem with the justice system is that it's the same punishment for one murder as opposed to, like, 10 or 20. You know, like, so there's really nothing to lose. Like, this guy, you know, make it like, you know, like, I think that's why people do these crazy things, like crazy off-the-wall stuff. The New Zealand shooting, that 50 people. You know, that's why they do crazy stuff, because one is the same punishment for 50.
That's true.
You know? It's crazy.
But he only killed one person, and I think we should chop him up.
Well, anything involving a child should automatically be into your life. Send him out.
I don't know. You know, as much as I would like to push him off the Skyway, I think him going to prison will sound like fun. Because they're going to do awful things to him in prison.
You hope.
No, there is no hope, because that's the unwritten and written rule in prison.
Now, you love unwritten rules.
I hate unwritten rules. Just write the damn thing down. This is a rule. If you mess with a child, we mess with you nightly.
Yeah.
And the guards look the other way, which they're going to do anyway.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay.
I agree. Man, we agree a lot today.
We really don't. Like, you're just trying to keep your job, because...
I'm just trying to keep the ticket to the USTA open.
Yeah. It's already been canceled.
No, it's not. I can't wait.
I think Sean's going tomorrow.
I might not even sleep tomorrow. I might not even sleep tonight. I'm so excited about playing tennis with Johnny McEnroe.
It's really common knowledge, just so you know. It's common knowledge.
What is?
That you're a moron.
No, I'm not a moron.
You are.
I play tennis. He plays tennis. We're the same.
You're not the same.
We're in the same league.
You're McDummy, and he's not.
You're saying, there's Papa John and there's me. We have the same role in the industry.
Yeah.
We own our own brand, our own concept. He has 4,500 units. I have two. Same thing.
I'm sorry. It's not the same. You're Sandler. McDummy, and he's McEnroe. It's
we're both Irish.
I thought you were Brazilian.
Oh, yeah. Well, my heart is. It was transplanted.
I think you should turn your American passport in.
I thought about it.
I think you should.
Then I could be a Brazilian fighter and come back and fight in the UFC.
Okay. First, you're not going to be Brazilian. Second, you'll never be a fighter.
Oh.
And third, you can't even spell UFC, not alone be in it.
I said KFC.
That's all right.
I'm chicken. I don't want to fight.
You are. That's the first truthful thing you've said all day.
I just want to.
That's the first truthful thing you've said all day.
I just wrap my hands in Max Griffin dough balls and then pretend like I'm a fighter.
Thank God I will not be with you next Wednesday for the broadcast. I will be in Atlanta. I will be at the UFC media room. I cannot wait to announce who our guests will be, because it's a pretty good, you know, card. We'll probably, since you won't be there, Max will come hang out with us or with me.
Sure. Brings a pizza dough for him to rest his hands in.
You've already said it five times. How many times are you going to say the same comment?
That's not stupid.
No, it is.
It really works.
Sure.
It took all the swelling, I swear. I swear my hand was messed up from sparring. I couldn't even move it the other day.
Who did you spar? You beat up your little girls?
True story.
There is a dent in that.
It's a true story.
You hauled off and hit your refrigerator. It's a yes or no question.
It was that or an employee. And I chose the refrigerator.
All right. I'm going to choose to just punch you instead, because you brought this entire 2 hours. You know, so much good stuff we were going to talk about.
It's a
today.
Great show. It's a great show, and it's going to be even better for tomorrow.
It'll be better next Wednesday, because you will be here and I will be in Atlanta.
And before we get off here, the Festival of Speed, did you see that Ferrari was acquired by Volkswagen?
Didn't know that, and honestly, it means even less. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank Max, Joe, and Joe for tuning in. We have plenty of tickets to give away, so hit me up on Twitter, hit me up on Facebook. On Twitter, Knockout Radio.
That make it Pizza Man 1.
Want to thank 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong.
The world's most exotic cars are gathering for Festivals of Speed, presented by Burt Smith Porsche, Sunday, April 7th in St. Petersburg's Fenway Park. Festivals of Speed is a gathering of 300-plus exotic, classic American muscle cars and motorcycles. Names like Ferrari, Lamborghini, Porsche will all be on display. Be a VIP with tickets to the VIP section. Enjoy open bar, great food, exclusive settings, and more. For information, visit festivalsofspeed.com. That's Festivals with an S of speed.com or call 352-406-9325. That's 352-406-9325. Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.